Blog Talk Radio.
Soldier, ride away.
Ah, yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed. We're back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Enemia, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful, yes, indeed, to the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you here again, speak these very precious words. Yes, these very, very precious words, the Most High has granted me for the blessing of his people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me that I have for him some very important, yes, some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me because of what I must do, he said to me that I would accrue indeed some very powerful friends, yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said to me that I would accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he told me that I would have his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, for that I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed he has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things, that men have done everything they could, yes, everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, my brothers and sisters, I said, yes, if they could, to destroy. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, we must understand what it is for which humanity was purposed. Did you hear me? We must discern that for which humanity was purposed, that we discern, my brothers and sisters, how we find worth unto the Most High, that we might be preserved. Very important issue, my brothers and sisters. Let it be understood, the man was created then as a habitation. I said man was created to be a habitation for the Holy Spirit. We find those scriptures. Let me see if I can put all this together for you. In the book of Ephesians, Ephesians 2nd chapter relates some powerful things for those of us who are willing to hear and understand. Ephesians 2:1. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in your trespasses and sins. Listen, what was he calling sin? Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world. How about the thoughts of this world? Of this divided world. According to the prince of the power of the air. The spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. The apostle Paul here was speaking to Gentile nations, speaking amidst Gentile nations. Yes, there were Jews scattered in the midst. But he was speaking with regard to the fact that he was going forth to preach the gospel as an emanation of the Holy Spirit, going forth to teach all men according to the pure, perfect will of Yah, that they might be converted beyond every misconceit, every political, social, national, and pseudo-religious ideal of man. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that man might perform and become true to his purpose. That man, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, might become true to the purpose for which he was made. Man, as we will soon look again to see, was created to be a habitation. Yes, a habitation of the Holy Spirit. Because the scriptures talk about those who are the children of disobedience. He says, among whom, third verse, Ephesians 2:3, and among whom also we also had our conversation in times past in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling then, it says here, the desires of the flesh and of the mind, by which we were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. It is obvious for those who will hearken to these words, to discern, my brothers and sisters, to discern that the Most High has every reason. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? Has every reason to desire that his people, did you hear, my brothers and sisters, should bear as vessels the thoughts of his mind. No scripture says a man walks after the lust of his flesh, after the conversation of this world. Then the end result of this, my brothers and sisters, is not blessing, but wrath. Shall we not then discern what must be our purpose? We were created, my brothers and sisters, not to be people who emanate the thoughts of a devil, not for that matter to emanate any evil, divisive, corrupt thoughts. But my brothers and sisters, we were created to think after the mind. I said, my brothers and sisters, after the mind of the Creator himself. How else shall we be one with him? Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, that we discern these things? And we know, even come to know, that we must seek the discipline of the Most High, and that his grace, his blessing, is indeed, my brothers and sisters, without question, his grace, his blessing, is that he grants to man of his spirit the capacity to discern what is deliverance, what is conversion, beyond all the misconceits of this world, but that man might function according to thoughts. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, the thoughts of his Creator. If we are wise, my brothers and sisters, we will understand this. Do you hear, my brothers and sisters? We will understand this swiftly. I remember many years ago asking the Most High the purpose for which he made man. And what he told me was a very powerful thing. He told me that what he was creating was in effect, in all things considered, a kind of spiritual battery. And the way he pictured it upon my mind, yes, my brothers, the way he pictured it in my mind, I understood real quickly what a battery is. A battery is a physical thing that once charged up, did you hear me? Charged up and hooked up to a power source, a generator. It can help to push all the mechanisms, like for instance in a car. It can help work to push all the mechanisms in the vehicle as long as it remains hooked up. Yes, as long as it remains hooked up to the rest of the mechanisms in the car, it can continually keep it charged. But if it becomes disconnected, I said, if it becomes disconnected, it is not long before that battery, if it seeks to continue to power things, that it shall lose its charge. And my brothers and sisters, once it loses its charge, it can do nothing. Well, I would have you to know, my brothers and sisters, man was created to remain in constant, I said, in constant contact with his Creator. All things working together with him. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, we understand that energy, laws of physics tell us that energy is a thing neither created nor destroyed. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that our very thoughts? Well, let's put it this way. those who understand, if you hook what's called an electroencephalograph, an EEG, the human brain will tell you, you hook it up even to the surface of one's scalp, round about the various centers, perform various tasks in the brain, that it's possible for electrodes to pick up the variant forms of energy the brain produces. But I can tell you that the Most High, without question, can sense the energy of a man's thoughts, whether they're in harmony with him or not. Man was created, put in the earth. Most High said, what? He put in him the breath of life, his spirit, and man became a living soul. I would only have you to understand something very simple, my brothers and sisters. The man was created. The Most High placed his spirit within him. And only knowing the thoughts of the Most High, these are the only thoughts that he was to manifest. Anything else would be outside of divine order. The Most High did not create all the world, set all things in order in the universe, and then create beings to disrupt that order. So we must understand that man was created, again, to emanate the thoughts of him who made him. And man, my brothers and sisters, had life from the very beginning. And he did not begin to perish until his thoughts began to waver. Man was created to emanate the thoughts of his creator. Yes, indeed. And if we understand, my brothers and sisters, when the thoughts of man are true to his creator, this is what is true praise. This is what is true worship. This is what is truly honorable unto the Most High. This is what gives glory unto the Most High. For Yah is spirit. And Scripture says those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. It's kind of like this, my brothers and sisters. If the thoughts of a man are true in harmony with the Most High, it's like creating more God energy. The one of the first words for man was also, my brothers and sisters, the word Manu, God mind. When you read the scriptures that say, is it not so written in your law, I said ye are gods? What it means is it's written in the law of the Most High that you should think as godly men. It is when men, my brothers and sisters, began to think otherwise. Scripture says they began to perish. By and large, my brothers and sisters, you look at that scripture closely, it says man began to perish because he began to walk after and like unto others, even their ruling, contentious princes. So we understand the law of the Most High declares that man should think holy thoughts. One of the ancient premises, my brothers and sisters, one of the most ancient premises of monotheist faith is good thoughts, good deeds. Good deeds, good thoughts. But that perception, my brothers and sisters, by and large been lost by those who say that they are faithful today. Shall man be pleasing for the Most High when his thoughts are filthy, like filthy rags? After all manner of perversion, do you think the Most High likes dwelling in a vessel? It likes to deal with, gaze upon, entertain that with which he has not said ever was true to his honor and order? As I said before, the Most High has declared that there should be no strange gods among us. No foreign, no false, no perceptions, my brothers and sisters, not after his spirit. Book of Isaiah, as the scripture said, who shall stand? Who shall be able to withstand everlasting burnings? But he who shuts his eyes, doesn't want to see evil. Blessed are they who will understand this. Let's see if I can find that scripture quickly for you. Here we are. in the book of Isaiah. Let us look in the, I believe it's the 35th chapter. 34th, here we are. Who is it? Here it is. How it talks about the time of judgment, and it said the people shall be as burnings of lime, as thorns cut up, shall they be burned in the fire, in the reproof of the Most High. So it says, hear ye that are far off what I have done, ye that are near, acknowledge my might. It talks about, my brothers and sisters, a time when the Most High will rebuke all unrighteousness and rebuke all righteousness globally, far and wide, from that very place that he said would begin to bring forth the end of all confusion. Those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, please examine on my website, hiddengospel.com, article called The Secret City Prophecies, and understand of which this is speaking. So here you are far off, again, very much like the scriptures in Isaiah 49, Messiah is crying out to the nations far off, far and wide, telling them that they all must hearken unto him, his righteousness, be converted unto him, the glory of the Most High has granted him, even his gospel. So hear ye that are far off what I have done, talking about when that city is destroyed, that rebukes all unrighteousness, that he rebuke a world for all his unclean thoughts from that place. And ye that are near, he said, acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Scripture says he comes suddenly, by surprise, unexpectedly, suddenly, because the rulers never warned you concerning this. Who among us shall dwell with devouring fire? Who among us shall dwell with everlasting burnings? In other words, my brothers and sisters, who shall withstand what is for some will be everlasting rebuke? He that walks uprightly and speaks uprightly, walks rightly, righteously, and speaketh uprightly. He that despised the gain of oppression, that shakes his hand from holding bribes, that stops his ears from hearing of blood. In other words, he does not desire that which causes contention and false righteousness, warfare. Evil, my brothers and sisters, the false pride, the arrogance of self-righteous ignorance. See, those who then, my brothers and sisters, do not desire that their eyes behold such evil, that the Most High see through these and see what he does not desire. Most High desires those, my brothers and sisters, a people who delight in his will, who seek his will and not the abominations of the earth. Those who do this should dwell on high, have a place of defense, a munition of rocks, a guard, bread shall be given him, and his water shall be sure. And thine eyes shall see. Those who seek to see righteous shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off. In other words, they shall return. They shall return to their own land. Well, my brothers and sisters, let us consider. Let us return to the scriptures of which we were giving attention in Ephesians, that we understand the real meaning of what these scriptures are saying in the second chapter, that the mind might be disciplined unto the peace of Yah. In Ephesians, again, it says, though men were after, how about, walked after the desires, the thoughts of the flesh and the mind, undisciplined, my brothers and sisters, reprobate, nor are not the thoughts of Yah. But Yah, who is rich in mercy, his mercy is that he reveals his thoughts, that man might fulfill his purpose. For his great love wherewith he loved us, and we were dead in sins. How about walking after every undisciplined, unclean, ungodly manner of way and thought? Has quickened us together with him, and by his grace, by his favor, by the gift that converts the minds, Are you saved? How about made one, my brothers and sisters, with the thoughts of the angels and the Most High himself? And all the saints of old, my brothers and sisters, were purged of a pure mind and thought, pleasing unto Yah. No strange gods among us, my brothers and sisters. No mind hastened toward evil. And he's raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Yeshua, HaMashiach, the Kurdi. Please understand, Scripture speaks about the one called the Kurdi, through whom righteousness shall be revealed, beyond all the miscreant thoughts of all the nations, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace. How about the knowledge of his will and his kindness? Even understand, the Most High shows us kindness. He shows us that which he favors through the righteous one, the Kurdi, the one who the Scripture said will expose all the unrighteousness of all the diverse contentious rulers who will compel the thoughts of men toward evil. Most High told me, I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, not deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. That consider how many thoughts, ideals, plans, expectations, far short of what was divinely intended, man has conceived since that time. Messiah comes as the Word, one who declares the very thoughts of the Most High from the beginning. For by grace, the revelation of what that was the Most High declared from the beginning, are you saved through faith, faith in a word, my brothers and sisters, a conscience that is not of this world, not of the divisions that are in it, not of the arrogance or ignorance, of ignorance that are in it. And this is not of yourselves. It is the gift, it indeed, my brothers and sisters, the gift of Yah. No man disciplines his own thoughts. The opportunity to return, turn to Yah under pure discipline, that's a gift and a favor that comes from him. And it's not of works, this salvation, not of works that any man should boast. Get my point. No man makes himself pure in his thoughts in the Most High. The salvation of man after the will of Yah is not after the thoughts of men, lest any man should boast. Not after the conceits of men, for we should be his work. We need to understand what Scripture says, in Revelation, for instance, I've not found your works perfect before my Yah. What is it, my brothers and sisters, man brings forth as his labor? What is it, my brothers and sisters, man brings forth as a result of all his strivings? All that he brings forth, my brothers and sisters, physically begins with what he has conceived in his mind. Let us understand this and understand it well. Scripture says we should be his works, not of the works of this world. It means not after the thoughts nor the conversation, the contemplations of the flesh that seem wise to men. We should be created in the spirit of Yeshua HaMashiach unto good works, even the thoughts of the Most High, which Yah has foreordained that we should walk in them. My brothers and sisters, Scriptures speak about those who will have the name of the Father written upon their brows. My brothers and sisters, those who are compelled after pure thought in the Most High to bring forth pure works. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, how about thinking after the flesh, we're called uncircumcision, that means uncovenant. Think about it. Those who after the flesh have no common consensus in the spirit. Those who think after the flesh, my brothers and sisters, their minds still function, reprobate, undisciplined. Why? What does Most High say? Isaiah 26. He will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are stayed upon him. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh were called uncircumcised. It means the same thing as uncovenant. In other words, Abraham, the first covenant the Most High gave, was the covenant also of circumcision, that man should seek the perfect will of Yah, that he should bring forth children after the spirit and not after the flesh. So we must understand, my brothers and sisters, the real meaning of these words. And if man functions after the flesh without the discipline of the Most High, or without what is divine, the knowledge of what is divine expectation relative to what the Most High created man for from the beginning, he said, you are without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strange to the covenants of promise, without hope, without Yah in the world. So the Most High must reveal by his spirit his thoughts. But now in the spirit of Messiah, you sometimes are far off from the thoughts of the Most High, made nigh by the blood of Messiah. What the scriptures say Messiah said? He said, my brothers and sisters, if I do not go, the comfort of the Holy Spirit will not come. The power of Yah that enlivens and reconciles the mind. He said he gave his very life that men might have opportunity, that their thoughts should become one with the Most High. He said, for he is our peace. He made us both one. How about if all function after the same faith, the same thoughts, the same ideals, same expectations, same foundation? Then, my brothers and sisters, shall there be peace. And it breaks down the wall, the middle wall of partition. How about damnations that divide us? That we all function as one in the will of Yah. And he abolished in his flesh the enmity. In other words, he gave his very life that men might discern. I want you to understand this. He gave his very life that in his resurrection he might prove foolish the wisdom of those who persecuted him. Both Jew and Gentile alike. Because Rome at that time was under, Israel at that time was under a priesthood that was appointed by Rome. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, you must understand the crucifixion was a Roman punishment. So you must understand, when the priests of Israel said such things, they had no king but Caesar. You must understand, when they said such things, whoever makes himself a king is against Caesar. You must understand the nature of the hypocrisy of the rulers of the time. Very much like the hypocrisy of the priests, pastors of today, whose primary concern is not oneness with Yah, but double-mindedness, instability, my brothers and sisters, delusions of men, can never bring forth that with which the Most High is pleased. So having abolished in his flesh the enmity, how about causing all to seek his will? All nations, if they sought his will, would have no more arguments among them. If they all realized the vanity of their various perceptions, contentious perceptions, they would know to come to him, and there would be peace. So he abolished the commandments contained in ordinances of the nations to make in himself of all the nations one new, restored man, so making peace. That he might reconcile both, all nations, unto one. How about one truth? Because as long as men hold thoughts of contradiction, self-righteousness breathes enmity among them. He came preaching peace to you who are far off and you who are near. And through him, we both have access by one spirit, one mind, one thought, one will unto the Father. Now therefore, you're no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of Yah. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, there's a huge difference between what was taught by the apostles in the days of the dispensation and what has been taught since the intrusion of the various principalities and powers to constrain mankind after the variant thoughts of another. For if all nations were made consistent to that pure, perfect mind the Most High declared from the beginning, all these differences would not exist. In fact, the various nations would not exist. The variant kings at war with one another would not exist. Man is contentious, my brothers and sisters, because he believes lies, because he has not trusted purely and perfectly in the thoughts of the Most High. Man has not kept the commands and thoughts of the Most High, and therefore he has deprived himself of peace. Because if all were built upon the same foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Yeshua HaMashiach being the chief cornerstone, even the king, all would be building, knitly fit, framed together and grow, even the holy and peaceful temple and the Most High. In whom, he said, you are built together for what? A habitation of Yah, even a habitation for his spirit. Who will understand, my brothers and sisters, that man was created to manifest the thoughts of his creator and no other? Let us consider, my brothers and sisters, what this means. Look at 2 Corinthians 10:3. I have it written in the intro screen to the show. So though we live an earthly life, we do not serve earthly or worldly things, not after all the differences of this world or this age. For the weapons we use are not earthly weapons, but of the might of Yah, the constancy of His mind, by which we conquer rebellious strongholds, casting down false imaginations and every false thing that exalts itself against the true knowledge of Yah, capturing every thought to the obedience. Yes, Messiah Himself, after the Spirit of the Most High, brothers and sisters, whereby man's thoughts are disciplined, not to think otherwise. We're prepared to seek vengeance on those of disobedience. But He says, when your obedience is complete. My brothers and sisters, what does it mean? But does that must be the allegiance of all those who seek the Most High, that they all are driven ultimately onto the same thoughts, same mind, same will and desire. Scripture speaks of Messiah Himself, my brothers and sisters, in Isaiah 49. How about looking back at Isaiah 48, and it talks about a people who swear by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. And with these people, lest they be refined, the Most High is not pleased. Messiah comes forth saying, oh, that you kept my commandments, and your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness the ways of the sea. If man would have maintained the thoughts of the Most High, then he would have only had peace. What about this truth, my brothers and sisters? What about this truth? Scriptures go on in 49:22. Most High says Messiah declared there's no peace to the lawless. No peace then to those who have a reprobate and undisciplined mind, whose thoughts are wanton, who show not a great love for Yah, because they are so easily distracted. And departure from that which with the Most High be pleased. So Messiah comes in, listen to me, O ye isles. He has a discipline to be offered. Hearken to me, O ye nation. The Most High is calling from the womb and from the body of my mothers. He made mention of my name. Yes, my brothers and sisters. Declared unto him a title, wherewith it shall be one day discerned that from the rising sun to the west, also through his thoughts, realization of what he declares. Also know, in fact, again, what is glorious. Did you hear me? What is honorable for the Most High. The Scripture even says he is the one whom the Most High has called to reveal his glory. How about the beauty of his thoughts? And he said to me, you are my servant, even the servant of Israel, in whom I reveal my glory, what is honorable. The thought form, my brothers and sisters, which the Most High is pleased. And upon being called unto divine service, Messiah realized that he too, for a time, had labored and toiled, conceived after vanity, spent his strength after what is nothing, after the ways of this world. Read Isaiah 50:1-5 and understand what my scripture said. Messiah will come saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I have not turned back the rebellious way. That I should know how to declare a word to the weary. How about to strengthen man in his conviction and his thoughts? That he might be true unto the Most High. But then the Scripture says, now my justice, my sense of justice, judgment. How about my thoughts become one with Yah, and my reward is with my Yah? I want you to understand what this means. The Scripture says, man, according to Revelation 22:12, must prepare himself because Messiah comes quickly, even suddenly. And he said his reward is with him to give his man as, every man as his works, even as his thoughts shall be. For the word of Yah is living, Hebrews 4:12, sharper than a two-edged sword, able to discern between bone and marrow, soul and spirit, or this personality of man and the spirit of Yah. Able to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. Meaning that he who comes to search the heart, for brothers and sisters, will search the very thoughts and convictions and intents of man. To discern whether man desires to serve Yah true to all his will or not. I will call your attention here also, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures that are contained in the book of Isaiah. As we swiftly approach the Day of Atonement, these are wise words to consider, my brothers and sisters. And indeed, they are. Isaiah, in the 55th chapter, offers an admonition to all those who will be true unto the Most High. It says, "Seek ye the Most High that he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked, or those who know not the law of the Most High, the lawless, let them forsake their ways. And the unrighteous man, let him forsake his thoughts. The man who is not pure and complete in his reasoning, true to the Most High, let him forsake his unclean, undisciplined thoughts. Let him forsake, yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, every wicked way, every lawless way, every unrighteous way, every impure way. And let him return unto the Most High." Notice at this time, Messiah himself is declaring again to mankind, indeed, the way of righteousness. And he declares, let man rather return unto the Most High. Upon realizing the truth, let him return to the Most High, and the Most High will have mercy upon him. Saved by grace through faith. How about made one in the mind of the Most High? By faith in what the Most High reveals, beyond all the multitude of debate, doubt, and misconceits of the nations. Let him return to the Most High at his call, and he will have mercy, grace upon him. And to our Most High, for he shall abundantly pardon those who are willing to hear. For he said, my thoughts are not like your thoughts, neither my ways like your ways. Better way to understand this, Most High is saying your thoughts haven't been like his. Your ways have not been like his, but they must be. How else shall man return unto him who is spirit and mind? For as the heavens are higher than the earth, and my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Man, my brothers and sisters, has fallen away from being the Manu, the God mind for which he was created, but the Most High calls his people forth to be reasonable again, that they reason as one with him. For the rain cometh down, the snow from heaven, and turneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower. In other words, the Most High gives his spirit for a reason. He wants the manifestation of his mind. His thoughts, my brothers and sisters. Preserve, replenishing, healing, preserving the beauty that he intended in the earth. It gives bread to the soul, to sow, and so shall my word. And the very word for word, the bar, my brothers and sisters, amongst its meaning, is also thoughts. So shall my word, my thoughts, be that which is like what goes forth out of my mouth, and it shall not return unto me void. His thoughts, he shall bring forth all that which he has conceived. But it shall accomplish that for which he pleases. Oh, man was created, all things held in place, my brothers and sisters. In fact, the universe, according to the word of the Most High, and the Most High has sworn by his word that this world shall become true to all that he is with which he is pleased. It shall accomplish that with which he is pleased, and it shall prosper unto the thing for which he sent it. And that day shall you go forth with joy, should be led forth with peace, and all think alike. When man discerns righteousness, brothers and sisters, beyond every lie, for it's because of lies, brothers and sisters, there's so much disagreement. And after every lie, my brothers and sisters, men serve devils. Blessed are they who come to the knowledge of the truth, that might serve Yah. The mountains and hills shall break forth before you into singing. And the trees, the fields shall clap their hands, all, and rudiment together. And he said, instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, beauty, where there was darkness. Most High says, there ain't no beauty's gonna make some. And it shall be to the Most High for his name, to the glory of his name, to his honor. And the everlasting sign shall not be cut off. In other words, the Most High, when he brings this to bear, he makes the earth itself, my brothers and sisters, like Eden, and blessed are they who partake of that heaven. I said, right here on earth. Thus says the Most High, keep judgment. In other words, discern his thoughts and do what is just before him, true to his thoughts. For his salvation, all function according to his mind, liberated from every misconceit. and every foolish ruler. He said that salvation in his righteousness near to come, for it is his righteousness that shall be revealed. And the blessed is the man that seeks for this righteousness and prepares for the day that only those who seek righteousness shall be preserved. Blessed the man that doeth, the son of man that lays hold of it, keeps the Sabbath from polluting it, and keeps his hand from doing any evil. The Shabbat, my brothers and sisters, the very name Shabbat means to celebrate and seek after that which is pure and perfect. What is perfect, rest and peace with the Most High. And only if we speak the same word in that time, true to all the Most High commanded his people, they rest and seek him, and they discern his thoughts. Only if we walk truthfully according to that righteousness, brothers and sisters, that we kept a time, a holy day of peace, true to the Most High himself. So neither let the son of the stranger, this is both Jew and Gentile, that had joined himself with the Most High, who seeks him, saying that the Lord is utterly separated from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, are those who have not brought forth fruit, say, behold, I'm a dry tree. But thus said the Lord also to those who have not yet brought forth truth worthy unto Yah. If you keep my Shabbats and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant, because that is his covenant, that you choose and seek the things that please him in all things. He said, even unto them will I give in my house and within my walls a place in the name as great as sons and daughters, as bountiful, as cheerful, and as beautiful, and as favored as that of sons and daughters. That's what the word really means. And give them an them too, if you will, an everlasting name that should not be cut off. They too should be called Israel, as the people grafted in. Also the sons of strangers, Gentiles, that join themselves to the Most High, to serve and love the name of the Most High, the title of the Most High, all that his name declared, that he is as he is and not as he is not, to be his servants, everyone that keeps Shabbat, the time the Most High declared unto the remembrance of his holiness, and keeps from polluting it after any unclean thought, and takes hold of his covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. For their burnt offerings and their sacrifices then, after a pure mind and heart, shall be accepted upon my altar. My house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. I would have you understand, my brothers and sisters, the Most High says he would gather also unto himself more than those who he has first gathered, and they should be gathered unto him. When we look at Isaiah 49, I'll just simply say this. No scripture says the Most High said he has called this one. He's called by name to reveal his glory. Did you hear me? Made his mouth like a sharp sword. That means discerning the thoughts and intents of the heart. So the thoughts of men must become refined. He said, Most High said he is a servant to whom he shall reveal his glory. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, he shall reveal a wisdom and a glory. It is the righteousness of Yah that others have not. For the express purpose, according to these scriptures, to reveal the very thoughts of the Most High, that men might be reconciled unto him. 49:5. Now thus said the Most High, this is Messiah speaking, who formed him from the womb to be his servant. How about to serve? Can you serve the will of the Most High after the will of another? Can you be a servant unto the Most High after the thoughts of another, after the plan of another? Oh, my brothers and sisters, this is one who reveals the thoughts of Yah. He called him the word of Yah, discerning the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, brothers and sisters, it is sure reckoning and judgment, knowing the thoughts of the Most High, that discerns the difference. Remember, he said, this is the one who will come forth saying, for a time I too had toiled or labored. How about conceived after vanity? But now my work, my thoughts, my sense of justice is with the Most High, and my reward is with my Yah. And man indeed, my brothers and sisters, will be rewarded, even as his thoughts shall be. Says this one is the one who brings Jacob again unto him. Remember, the scripture talks about those who swear by the name of the Most High, out of the loins of Judah. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the seed of Israel. He said to bring Israel back to him. How about to return his people to his thoughts? He said, though Israel be not gathered, he's formed from his womb. this one to bring Israel back to him. And he's declaring at a time of brothers and sisters, while Israel is being declared, regathered, to bring and even to call forth his people unto him. That's why he said, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. He says, while Israel is not yet gathered, yet it shall be gathered. Yet the people of Israel shall be gathered. Read Isaiah 60 and understand what those scriptures are talking about. Messiah is declaring what must be the gathering of his people. So yet shall he be glorified, honorable in the eyes of the Most High, and my Yah shall become my strength. And that's why the scripture says, listen, he will come forth saying, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O you nations, and my people be renewed under strength, righteous discretion, even the thoughts of the Most High, that they might be one. And he's called, my brothers and sisters, not only be to be a servant of the Most High, to restore and raise up again the common conscience, the tribes of Israel, but also to be a light to all the nations, that we may be of one mind, delivered from every miscreant afflicted pattern of thought that has wounded the conscience of man against peace. Curse the conscience of man against peace, that all after one mind and one thought, like-minded, it says in Romans 15. That we all might be like-minded, and all the nations obedient in word and deed. Blessed are they who will understand, my brothers and sisters, that this one who declares that the mind of those who will enter the kingdom of Yah must be one beyond all the rulers. The scripture says what? 49:7? This is one the kings and rulers of the earth have despised. Why? Because the rulers, my brothers and sisters, will have control of your mind and heart. Each one for his own selfish reasons to preserve their pulpits and thrones. They forget that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And all must be instructed after the same right mind, for the Most High will preserve nothing else. Or dare men really believe, my brothers and sisters, that every man functioning after his own undisciplined mind has a covenant with the Most High? What do you think reprobate means, my brothers and sisters? It means to be, look, read it. It means to be with undisciplined and without a covenant. You need to read that first and second chapter of Romans and understand. The reprobate mind, my brothers and sisters, wanting an undisciplined mind, bears all manner of corrupt thought, by no means pleasing to the Most High. What does this mean? Most High told me that all that's necessary to create a devil is for the mind of man to be left without discipline from him. It means, my brothers and sisters, man was created, as I told you before, to be a habitation of the Spirit of the Most High. And the only way his thoughts are kept steadfast, as he has said, he will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are stayed upon him. The only way he can keep his people in perfect peace, and the only way the mind of any man might be kept in perfect peace with Yah, is as the scripture said in the book of Yohanan. He said, the spirit of truth the world will not receive. Those who care not for divine discipline, those who would prefer all the irrationalities of a multitude of corrupt nations, shall not be found worthy. He said, the spirit of truth, the worldly, those who do not desire absolution and divine discipline, will not know his peace. It means, my brothers and sisters, the only chance man has to cast aside all the false gods, all the strange gods, all the wanton thoughts that leave his soul unworthy, is he must receive the gift of the Most High upon being called unto it. Most High said he'd be merciful to those who, having this revelation, would return to him, and that he would abundantly pardon. But we must understand, if we realize that man was created to be a habitation for the Holy Spirit to emanate the thoughts of the Most High, and that after that premise alone shall man be preserved. Then, my brothers and sisters, what does the scripture say? If we love him, we will keep his commands, and he will reveal himself to us. Shall we despise the chastening, the direction, the guidance of the Most High, and still expect to be disciples of his? Most High told me, if I could look at all the contentions of this world, which is obviously the lack of discipline that is in it, all the wanton, undisciplined, aberrant, some people say free will thoughts, men. Is every man functioning after his own self-will, free of his flesh, or is he subject to it? Every man walking after what he considers his free will, shall the Most High, my brothers and sisters, comply with every man's imaginings? Most High is not a God of men's imaginings, men's imaginings, my brothers and sisters. He declares to mankind what is a pure thought. Because all the world is about to be shocked and refined, my brothers and sisters. As the Most High declares his will, it will not be destabilized no matter how far a man falls away from the truth. As the scriptures have said to us, Book of Romans, true Jew is one whose praise is one who seeks to honor, in his praise seeks to honor Yah, not men. And if a whole world be a liar, if a whole world be deceived, his thoughts gone astray, Yah, to what he has spoken and promised by his word and his thoughts, should yet be true. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will understand what it means that only a people who have been purged of every strange god, every lie, every half-truth, every faulty conclusion, will be worthy of the kingdom of Yah. Having transcended the marks of the beast, the standards of the nations, all the wantonness of all their rulers, only that people, my brothers and sisters, will be worthy unto the inheritance.
90
Abraham
seconds.
Was told if he walked and sought after the perfect will of Yah, it will be a blessing to all nations. In fact, my brothers and sisters, call all nations to the will of one, that there might be peace. The Abrahamic covenant, or the covenant the Most High made to Abraham, was never to those who have a wanton mind. Such was the covenant of circumcision, and blessed are they who will understand that they were Most High gave the covenant of circumcision, that Abraham might bring forth children after the flesh. No, my brothers and sisters, but that he might bring forth children who seek the perfect will of Yah. Faith, seeking beyond all the misconceits of all the nations, that all might truly in all things be one. This be a blessing and the peace of the earth. It's time we understand the reality. It's time that we know what it is to return to the Most High. Be a blessed thing, my brothers and sisters, when we understand that all false thought is vanity and only destruction, and miscreant ideologies that have only been under the exploitation and damnation of man. When man understands that every wanton thought after his flesh has been to his destruction, finally at last shall no man, my brothers and sisters, desire the ways of this Babylonish whore. The misconceits of the nations that have been unto destruction rather than the salvation of man. Unto the Most High, my brothers and sisters, unto the Most High, to his might, honor, and praise always, I thank him for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah! Thank you all again for listening. And I thank the Most High for granting us a word that will prompt us, if we are wise, to seek his perfect mind. For indeed he has said that all those who are after the thoughts of the flesh should be like the grass that withers and the flower that fades. Read Isaiah 40. He says he's going to expose all the miscreant standards of all the nations and their rulers. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, understand the book of Jacob, Jacob, James. You must transcend all the provocative thoughts, the first contentions of the nation to bring forth a perfect work, a perfect thought and mind into the Most High. Mind reconciled unto him. If we lack that wisdom, we must ask him for his gift. For the double-minded man, he says, is unstable in all his ways and receives nothing, certainly will not receive the inheritance of Yah. Again, until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, may we have faith to ask the Most High to reconcile and discipline our minds, that we might be found worthy of preservation. For the Most High calls abominable whatever does not discern what from the beginning the Most High declared eternal. Please read Isaiah 41:21 and 42:4 and understand why we must behold him for whom we should delight, we should expect him who reproves all the unrighteousness of all the rulers. That men might discern indeed what is the righteousness of Yah, that there might be peace. Unto his might and his honor and praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening. Please understand. Messiah gave his life that men might receive of his spirit, his thoughts, to be converted unto his ways. Reasonable, realizing that nothing else is peace. Or dare men believe the Messiah gave his life that the wanton, undisciplined, uncultivated, contentious, warlike thoughts of men, trusting in all manner of lies, should reign in the earth? When he comes as King of kings and Lord of lords. You ever stop to consider what Scripture says? With the breath of his lips, shall he slay the wicked? Out of his mouth cometh sharp two-edged sword, with which he should smite the earth. The rod of his lips shall he expose then all wicked, unrighteous thought. Who will discern, my brothers and sisters, he comes at a time that men have not discerned what truly is the name, title, authority, and glory of the holy name. That indeed what is true to his, the holy name might be revealed. All the rulers that told you and their differences, that they preached that gospel, they've lied to you. But they have not told you neither how Messiah will come nor his purpose. Please, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, article called Gospel of Shiloh, Remember the Promise. You need to understand these things, the secret city prophecies. Understand the Most High says that when lying, lies and confusion no more, and men no longer believe lies, then should there be peace. Again, till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, Menedim Yah, Covenant of Remembrance Ministries, unto his might, to his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. Praise, honor, Yah.